This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition, and we're here in the studio. Even though it's a week out from Christmas Eve, we're actually here doing the show, unlike every other personality in talk radio.
Yeah, everybody else you're hearing on the radio right now, recorded, best ofs, same stuff.
In fact,
it's just live.
In fact, we're going to be doing a live show on Christmas Eve.
Are we really?
That's right. So be sure
Christmas
you join
Eve
us.
Or Christmas?
Christmas Eve, which is next Saturday.
Okay.
I guess
that would make sense.
And you can join us right now on the phones at 800-259-9231. That's our Saturday night only phone number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 1,000 people interacting. All of it's free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Now then, if you've listened to Free Talk Live before, you know that we don't tend to jump all over the big news of the day, necessarily. However, sometimes the news is so big that we can't avoid talking about it. And in this case, it's the NSA story with the whole spying on Americans things. I mean, it's unusual that a story like this has actually come out in the major media.
And it's unusual that even if it does come out, it usually just kind of...
Right. These things have come out before, but yeah, they just sort of get the back page mention. They get the way down the internet page mention. I mean, it's there.
That's why we don't address major news, is because... The stuff that's important isn't major news.
Right, we have to dig it up.
I mean, you know, how much is our personal freedom and our nation affected by some gal who's lost in Aruba?
Not at all.
Not at all. I'm sorry for the family and everything.
Sure.
It's a terrible tragedy, but...
Not news.
It doesn't really affect the nation.
Doesn't affect our liberty. And
Michael Jackson touched little boys, yes or no?
Terrible if it's true, but I don't care. 1-800-259-9231. So, Manwich, now it turns out that George Bush has actually admitted to telling the NSA to go ahead and spy on people.
But
right?
It's for our own good.
Oh, of course.
President Bush said Saturday has personally authorized a secret eavesdropping program in the U.S. More than 30 times since September 11 attacks, and he lashed out at those involved in publicly revealing the program.
Oh, we shouldn't have talked about this.
Yeah, it's making him look bad,
right.
Of course.
This is a highly classified program that is crucial to our nation's security, he said in a radio address delivered from
the White House. Not so classified anymore.
You know, freedom and liberty are crucial to our nation. And we can't have it by having this police state nonsense go on. By having the National Security Agency spying on our citizens, that's crucial.
I want to hear the excuses, because you and I both agree on this, that this is out of control.
This authorization is a vital tool in our war against the terrorists.
The terrorists.
It is critical to saving American lives. The American people expect me to do everything in my power under our laws and Constitution to protect them and their civil liberties. And
Stop it. Because I don't expect anything out of you, George Bush.
And he's not protecting our civil liberties by compromising them.
Right. I've never asked anything of any presidents. All I really want from you is to just stay away from me. Just keep your government out of my life. That's what I'd like from you. Don't you dare speak for me. Don't you say the American people want this, the American people want that. You don't know anything about what the American people want. Sure, some of the American people agree with every word that comes out of your mouth, but then the rest of us actually think for ourselves and want to have some liberty and freedom back, and you're not doing anything to bring liberty and freedom back to this country. The more security we have, the less free we are, and that's a problem. If you're for this NSA spying thing, if you can back the president on this one, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
I think the evidence is there that every time we've given the government power to do something, they've abused it. And
sure,
it's getting abused again.
As soon as they can get their foot in the door, they kick it all the way open, and then they start using this power against innocent people. It's really, it's the innocent people that have all the trouble as a result of this. I mean, whether it be the war on drugs, where you've got jackbooted thugs kicking in people's doors at 3 in the morning, then they shoot somebody because they were going for what looked like a weapon, and it turned out to be a soda can, or it turned out to be their wallet, and then you find out that they weren't even raiding the right house in the first place. I mean, that's one example of the power just gone totally out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about spying on Americans, which it's probably been going on for a long, long time, and it's just now coming out that it's been happening. Well, I mean, they're probably not even being honest with how long it's been going on.
What they call terrorists have sometimes, in the case of Sami Alarian, for instance, just political dissidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that disagree with them.
People like
libertarian
us.
Talk show hosts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt at all that we've been investigated. Because we talk about things that are against the government.
Well, you know what? If this government was more for freedom, we wouldn't have much to talk about, would we?
I'm a huge patriot. I love America. I just don't like the government that's in charge. Don't like too many governments that have been in charge.
No, if this was a constitutional government, if this government actually recognized the Constitution, instead of calling it a GD piece of paper, which Bush allegedly called the Constitution, if this government actually recognized it, then I really wouldn't have that much to complain about, man, which I might be complaining about the post office, because that's mandated in the Constitution, and I think the post office is pretty lousy. So there's some problems with the Constitution, but otherwise I think it's a great starting point and something we should really consider getting back to. But oh no, I'm a radical. I'm so radical for wanting to get back to the Constitution, right?
I guess.
1-800-259-9231.
Can you imagine? Now let's talk about this post office thing real quick, if I could. The post office would be relegated to such ignominy if there wasn't a law that said that you can't deliver first-class mail for less than a buck.
Or, right.
You know, UPS can't deliver anything for less than a dollar. Neither can FedEx, all that stuff. Now, when you absolutely positively have to get it over overnight, who do you give it to?
Well, the post office gives it to FedEx.
Yeah.
If you go to the post office and order overnight service, it goes to FedEx.
Right, because they can't do it.
Of course
not. They just can't do it.
They're incompetent bureaucrats.
And the post office has the advantage, besides all those numbers where they say they're operating in the black or operating in the red or they had this much shortfall, that kind of thing, that's not counting the tremendous amount of land that they have,
mm-hmm.
the buildings that they're given. You know, the federal
They don't have to pay rent.
Right, they don't pay rent. That's a huge part of overhead.
Yes, it is. Let's go. Speaking of bureaucrats, let's talk to a bureaucrat in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, I called up to take the snow destroyer the snow penis destroyer to task, and also on his flying car position.
First of all, we got a recap here because you're referencing last night's show where there was an issue about some lady had made a snow penis in her front lawn. And the cops came and just destroyed it, which, of course, they were trespassing, destroying private property. There's no law against having snow sculptures, regardless of what their shape is. And so Manwich last night said, well, if you were offended by something in somebody's front lawn, Manwich, even though you're normally an ardent defender of property rights and the ability to do with one's property as one pleases, you would actually put on a black mask in the middle of the night and go and destroy that person's property if you didn't like what it was.
If that person was so childish as to put a giant snow-shaped phallus, or a phallus shaped of snow in their front lawn, and that offended me deeply, I don't really care that the cops went in.
I think violence is childish. Bureaucrat, what did you have to say to him?
It's penis was a benefit to the community, that most of them enjoyed it. Most of them got a great deal of benefit from it.
Well, there were a lot of people driving by. They were honking. They were waving. There were certainly some prudes that drove by. Obviously, somebody had called the cops. Hang on a second. I didn't give you much a chance there. Hang on. 800-259-5791, because he also wants to call you out on the flying cars issue. And then your calls as well, if you make them. 1-800-259... Ooh, I gave the wrong number tonight. 259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website because, well, our lady listeners are really important to us here on Free Talk Live. And we ask that you send a validated photo, ladies. That means that in the photo, you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. You can get all the details at freetalklive.com on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Let's go back to the phones. To the fun, this is the show about your call, so let's go back to Bureaucrat in Hawaii. Bureaucrat, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, tell us about your thoughts on the flying cars issue.
I'm really ticked off here. If Manwich wants to live in a deed-restricted area that prevents snow penises from being erected, that's fine. He can do that. I don't understand why a libertarian would want to live in such a place, but fine, go ahead.
I don't know why either, and he doesn't actually live in a deed-restricted area.
And I don't have a problem with a snow penis getting erected. I just think it's kind of silly, and I don't care that the cops came and knocked it down with shovels. I'm just not excited about it. It's not an issue that I care about. If you've got one of those little Calvins where they're peeing on something, you know what I'm talking about, on the backs of cars,
yeah,
the sticker, and somebody comes along with a widget and removes it without, like, damaging your car, I don't care. I just don't care.
You're going to need to care. In the new libertarian societies, we're going to have to contract with one another to ensure our mutual defense against those who would take away our freedoms. And if erecting snow penises or flashing in your front yard is allowed in your area, in your community, there's no deed restriction against it, then it will be each of our duties per our contractual agreements to stand up for each other's rights and ensure that all of us are able to continue to exercise our rights however we please.
All right, Bureau. If I make some contractual agreement to do that, I'll follow my contract.
I got to agree with that. Okay. Good call, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. All right. Let's go back to the NSA thing, the whole spying on people. We finally dug up somebody that agrees with George W. Bush on this.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Robin in Kentucky, listening on WKCT. Robin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of give in my two bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you're listening, Robin.
Yeah, appreciate that. Actually, I'm trying to do a little work, but I've heard y'all. I thought I'd call in.
So I think
that George W., until I know more about the Patriot Act, I would like to see if what he was doing with this was allowed under the Patriot Act, or if he was...
Would it matter to you if it was?
If it was legal or illegal, does it really matter when the government's spying on its own citizens?
Well, it depends. That does not bother me tremendously if there is cause that they think that there may be something up that's very important for them to go after.
That makes sense. I understand where you're coming from. Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Robin, I understand where you're coming from that. You definitely want to catch the bad guys.
Right.
But at the same time, when the government says it makes sense, they make mistakes. And a lot of innocent people get harmed by that.
Yes.
That's the whole concept of you know, how many
right.
innocent people do you want to throw into a gulag down in Guantanamo?
Well, let's slow down a minute. There were mistakes that were made where 3,000 people perished in one day because our government didn't know. So George W.
Well, actually, our government did know, and they just chose not to do anything about it.
Well, they didn't know exactly about the...
Not everybody in our government knew.
They didn't have the intelligence to put it all together. And George W.
They knew that they said that the Atta, Muhammad Atta was the Defense Intelligence Agency targeted him as a likely terrorist to do something on the soil there on our soil, and their lawyers said it could be a little dangerous. He's got a green card. Let's not give this to the FBI. So in fact. Yeah, they sort of did know.
Well, it's typical of government bureaucracies to sit and do nothing. That's what governments do best, is just sit and eat donuts.
I mean, they're very good about messing with, the individual's rights while leaving the criminals to do whatever it is they're going to do. And we can't do anything until they hurt you.
Well, that's exactly what George W. is doing, is trying to prevent that, which he may have done. Now, let me just say one more thing.
Please.
With the day that 9/11 happened, my first statement was Bin Laden got impatient because he should have waited until he had a nuclear device, and then this conversation wouldn't be going on because you can have all the freedoms you want, but if you're dead, they don't do you any good.
Well, Robin,
and George W. has taken this very seriously.
Do you remember
when Daniel Pearl was captured and they had a gun at his head? People that are in the know understand that these fundamentalists, whatever weapon that they have in that hand, they will pull the trigger.
Okay, let me ask you this, since we've talked about 9/11 at this point. Why did 9/11 happen in your mind?
There are individuals that hate this country and that are jealous of us. And the Islamic fundamentalists do view us as the great Satan. One reason for that is because
of foreign policy?
No, a lot. Well, part of it. But part of it is also the morality of this country. They're seeing pumped in to their country, the stuff that comes through Hollywood, homosexuals being able to marry, and those things terrify them.
You're telling me that we were attacked on 9/11 because homosexuals can marry in America?
That would be part of a contributing factor.
Have you ever actually listened to what Osama bin Laden has said as far as why it was that we were attacked?
part
he
of
actually,
it
he
has
actually
to do
says,
with foreign policy.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Well,
you can add in all the other crap that you want, but all it has to do with is us going over there and messing in other people's business and killing their friends and family members. If Red China came over here and started killing your friends and family members, you'd probably become a terrorist there, too.
You know,
don't you think?
You know that Iran, now let's back up a minute, we have been known as the great Satan for a long time.
Sure, I mean,
and a lot of it has to do with the morality also of this country, and they do not want their societies infected.
That's not substantiated at all by what anything Osama bin Laden says. That's just what the people that are defending the administration
say. It's the same way that you have this problem with fundamentalists. We wouldn't have a problem with fundamentalists if we weren't Islamics, if we weren't messing around in their business, because they would just be doing their thing and we'd be doing our thing. But instead, us doing our thing has to do with messing with them doing their thing. So we have this cultural clash. The cultural clash comes because of the foreign policy, Robin.
It also is the values of our society.
Would you agree?
They would not mess with us, Robin.
They do not want those values.
We're not going to agree with you on the values part, okay? But let's focus back on the foreign policy issue.
Okay.
Since you are agreeing with us, in part at least on that, would you agree that we need to withdraw our troops from around the world so that that's no longer an issue?
I don't think that's a possibility.
So how is it you can support liberty and freedom?
Oh, it's a possibility, Robin. It's absolutely a possibility. Tomorrow, President Bush, if he chose to, could say, I'm bringing all the troops home. And sorry for messing around in everybody else's country.
The last several decades.
Sorry for playing the cop of the world. We're going to be a country just like everybody else.
See, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Robin, but there's a little something called the Constitution, and it basically set us out to be a neutral country. I mean, it basically set us out. I mean, George Washington, I believe, to paraphrase him, he said, entangling alliances with none. They wanted goods and services to cross borders, not soldiers.
You think George Bush is a better president than George Washington was?
You know, you all are throwing a lot of things. Let's back up a minute. You know, every country that we are in, the governments of those countries, if they don't want us there, we're not there.
Well, who cares about the governments of those countries? The governments of those countries aren't flying airplanes into our frickin' buildings, Robin. It's individuals. They have reason to hate us.
So because the government...
Good reason, honestly.
So because the government of another country wants us in their country, that just means we should just violate the Constitution and send some troops there,
right,
Robin?
What if Saddam Hussein had wanted us in his country and to help him shoot some Kurds? Would that be a good thing?
Countries that do not want us there.
All
we do
right,
leave.
Robin. Just keep repeating the same mantra over and over again. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You're either for freedom or you're against it. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about that? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. 1-800-259-9231 here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so take control of the show. You can also join us online where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you're one of our Saturday-only affiliates. You're listening on a radio station that only carries us on Saturday. Well, we do have a weekday show as well, and you can download them for free at freetalklive.com. We've got 8 months' worth of archives, all of them on the house, freetalklive.com, so go grab them up. You know, we just had Robin on, and Robin, again, thanks for your call. Great call from Kentucky, listening on our brand-new affiliate, WKCT. And he got it towards the end of the show. He was repeating the old mantra of, well, we're in these other countries. Our military's in these other countries because they invited us. And when you say they, and he was specific, he did say the governments had invited us in because the people certainly didn't invite us in. The individuals in that country didn't say, America, please send your troops in here.
Where's their sovereignty? Where is it? Now, you know, Benjamin Franklin's quoted, and I've seen this quote attributed to several of the founding fathers, mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure who said it, but it's, you know, anyone who would who'd trade their freedom for liberty deserves neither freedom nor liberty.
Nor will they get freedom or, excuse me, you said trade freedom for liberty. Freedom for security is what it is.
I got it wrong.
Sorry. All right, so what I wanted to say in regards to the whole governments inviting us over there, well, I think that this stuff should be supported on a voluntary basis. If, for instance, South Korea wants to have the military, wants to have some Americans come over to their country to help them fight against North Korea or whatever it is they want us for, they should send out some letters to people and, you know, try to recruit people on a voluntary basis because I don't want to pay for it.
It's not that crazy, by the way. You can join the French Foreign Legion anytime you want.
Right. Go ahead. Sign up. I mean, if you really think it's so important that we be sending troops and supplies to all these other countries, well, pull out your pocketbook and give some money to them. Don't tax me for it.
You know, the God's honest truth is our politicians don't know how to wage war anyway. And the people in the military will tell you.
Right, they're a bunch of lawyers.
Politicians can't fight wars, and that's why we're losing this one. Well, you know what? Losing isn't the right term, but
that's. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve, listening on WXNT in Indiana. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Great, thanks for. I appreciate you letting me be on.
Thank you, Steve. What's up?
I tell you, I was a Vietnam veteran. I'm 55 years old. I put two kids through college. I'm about as middle American as you get. And I've got to tell you, I would support Bush. Whatever he needs to do to stop any attack. And when you say spying on Americans...
A police state?
Hey, you know, the numbers that he's talking about, what, 1,000, 5,000 people, that's a drop in the bucket to the population.
Until you're one of those 1,000 or 5,000 people who are wrongly convicted or wrongly harassed.
Actually, if that's what it needs to stop... You know, if somebody builds a dirt bomb...
What if it's one of your kids that they have to put in jail...
You know what? If he's doing something wrong, then they...
No. What? Wait. Who knows if he did anything wrong? He's not going to get a frickin' trial.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Steve?
I'm not giving generalities. I can quote you specific instances. What about Jose Padilla?
You want this isolationist policy where we don't go anywhere.
I don't want an isolationist policy. I want to be able to trade with everybody. I just don't want to go into other people's countries and shoot them.
Well, you know, if you have that policy, you would be speaking Japanese right now.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull crap. Now, how the hell? You're an Army guy. Wait a second. You're a military guy. How was Japan going to invade the United States with the Second Amendment in place? What are they going to do? Are they going to land battleships in California right there in San Diego? And were they going to take over America? Was Hitler going to come bring U-boats over here?
We were attacked, and you would do nothing.
Hey, dude, have you ever heard of Switzerland before?
You want to be like Switzerland? Be like Switzerland.
I don't want to be like Switzerland.
Do you know about
Ben Franklin that lived there? If Ben Franklin lived right now, he wouldn't have said what he said.
That's really convenient.
Maybe that's because he's a politician and he'd do what the current politicians are doing. Steve, let me ask you this. You said you knew about Switzerland, right? You know why it is that Hitler didn't invade Switzerland? Do you know why, Steve?
Because the only reason they attacked us is because they were afraid...
I didn't ask you about us. I said, do you know why Hitler did not invade Switzerland, Steve?
I have no clue why.
Here's why. Because Switzerland is armed to the teeth. The people in that country are encouraged to own weapons, and Hitler, in fact, called that country the Little Porcupine. He would have loved to have gone in there. He had a list of people in Switzerland that he wanted to kill, but they never went into Switzerland while they invaded almost every other country around there. There's a reason. That's because they're armed, Steve.
Switzerland was no threat.
Yeah, but he had every other piece of Europe. He had Belgium. He had France. He had the entire Europe, Western Europe. Are you telling me he didn't want it?
Hitler was afraid to attack Switzerland.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because every male in Switzerland is required to own a gun.
For the same reason that nobody would want to attack this country, don't you? You appreciate having gun freedom, don't you, Steve?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's what keeps us
safe. What if George Bush said that we've got to take away everybody's guns in order to protect our safety?
This is more about politics than it ever was about anything else.
Oh, I'm sure that George is getting lambasted by the press about politics. I absolutely agree with you. But I don't care. It's the truth.
Well, let me tell you something. And this is the way I feel, and this is just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth.
Sure.
Middle America is full of what's going on.
I'm
telling you, the minority, you won't hear much from people like me.
You're a big government conservative, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
You like big government.
Steve, do you think it's fair?
Wait.
Go ahead.
No, absolutely not big government. And that's what
what a police state is, Steve.
Big government.
I got news for you.
You said police state. I didn't say police state.
That's what we have, man. They're checking people on subways going into New York City. They're listening in on our citizens. What are you talking about?
Obviously, you don't want them checking anybody.
I want to live in freedom and liberty, Steve. Yeah. That's why I'm in America, because it's supposed to be a free country. Have you forgotten about that?
If somebody blows your ass up, then
if they blow my ass up, it's because of our foreign policy.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. You really trust the government to protect you, Steve? This is the same government that can't deliver the mail on time. This is the same government
that can't keep drugs out of their prisons.
You really think they're going to protect you, Steve, with all their checkpoints and all their other garbage? We didn't hang up on you, Steve. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If you're a small government conservative, if you believe in less government, you must believe that the government doesn't get things right very often, if at all. Why do you think that just because your man's in office that you're going to have the safest state to live in? It's just a show, all of it. All of the security that you see at the airports and the checkpoints and everything. And I'm sure there's not a lot of security in Indiana compared to New York City, for instance, but it's all just symbolism. There's no security.
And you made an excellent point. When your man's in office, I was talking to a fellow last night at I went out to a coffee shop after the show, and I talked to a gentleman who, he's a Green Party member. He hates the way the government...
The Red Party?
The Green Party, the Red Party, that's all about the same. He hates that, to see the environment messed up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he wants to make sure that they give it to the government so that it's they do the right thing with it. What? I mean, look what they just did to Anwar.
The biggest polluter.
They are the biggest polluter. This is the stupidest thing. You want your valuable possessions entrusted to the government full of bureaucrats who do not care?
Oh, but as long as it's your set of bureaucrats, then they'll do the right thing, right?
And you can't sue them when something goes wrong. I mean, if I get my phone services bad, I can sue the phone company
Steve, I know you're still listening, man. You said you're a small government conservative. Haven't you seen the budget? $2 trillion?
Georgia's growing it.
That's small to your mind?
He's making Clinton look like a small government conservative.
That's right. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the phones, 800-259-9231.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here live. Doesn't matter to us that it's the week before Christmas. In fact, we're going to be here live on Christmas Eve, so be sure you tune in for that edition, too. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. If you want to be clued into the latest about Free Talk Live, join the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, the reason we're going to do a Christmas Eve show is because we're going to be the only people on the radio live. I think you deserve live radio every night of the year. And that's why we do it that way here on Free Talk Live, six nights a week.
The caller that we just had, what was the gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
That would have been Steve.
Steve. He kind of alluded that Middle America wants a police state. Now he didn't say police state. I did. Right. But Middle America wants this. And it kind of lends itself to that democracy conundrum. Now, democracy is the thing that the communists love. Communists love democracy.
Sure. Bush loves democracy.
Let's everybody get together and make our decisions together. Now, I don't believe that America was founded on democratic ideals. It was founded on the idea of individual liberties. Now, if, for instance, everybody in my town wanted to vote whether or not they could take away all my property and give it to the poor people, that's a good thing. Poor people are poor. You have to give them things, right?
Voluntarily.
Well, anyway. clearly you don't agree with what the townspeople may.
Nope.
And then they wanted to sodomize me on the front of the courthouse steps and take my draw and quarter me afterwards. Is that okay? Because that is the road that we go down with democracy.
And who wants to spread democracy?
George Bush does.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, hey. Sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I haven't heard you guys before. I've only been listening here for the past, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
And I'm glad you're on board.
That's about how long we've been
You'll
on.
Find us every Saturday night from 8 to 10 Eastern, so that's 7 to 9 your time. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll start listening. I was just kind of curious to find out what you guys are about. I mean, I heard you talking about how there's no security, it's all symbolic, and we need to pull out of all the countries, all the armed. I mean, what do you guys think are some of the things we should do? I mean, can we expect ever to be secure? I mean, how do we be secure?
Here's the easiest way that you could be secure. The most security is in freedom. If we could have a real free society again, if we could get back to the Constitution, if we could get back to liberty and freedom, then you'll be secure. For instance, let's go to the example of the snipers in Washington, D.C. Remember the two snipers that were just terrorizing people and just killing people?
Well, yeah.
The marketplace started to provide security. For instance, certain gas stations, that's where people were being shot at, right, was the gas station. So gas stations started putting up barricades and barriers. And, you know, if there's some sort of a threat, the marketplace will respond to it because the market responds to what? Demand. When people are demanding something, somebody's going to provide it. And if it's
you think we need to be reactive instead of proactive?
Well, proactive in the sort of proactivity that we're taking place that's taking place now. Yeah, actually, I do think we should be reactive instead of proactive.
Well, no. Also, let me point this out: when you're asking the government to do anything, you're going to be disappointed over and over again. So you can be as proactive as you want on a voluntary basis. Support voluntary proactive groups. Give them your money on a voluntary basis, but don't tax me. Don't take my money at gunpoint and put them into government programs, which are inevitably going to fail.
So you guys are saying that they shouldn't have any border checkpoints, they shouldn't have customs. Is that what you're telling me?
Whoa, you're zipping on to a different subject, but yeah,
no,
really,
I'm
we
talking,
are. Sir.
No, I'm talking about security.
That's
you
fine.
Think
it's
we should
fine.
Be reactive, but the government's proactive with...
What is your problem? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. If you'll excuse me. When it comes to aliens, there's basically two schools of thought. A, I hate foreigners, and they shouldn't be here because I love America. B, I don't like giving free money to lazy, shiftless Latin people. Now, I agree with B. I don't like to give free money to lazy, shiftless anybody. And if we didn't have the welfare system that these people could come over here and milk like a Sunday cow, then half of them wouldn't come. The other half would come here and want to work hard for the American dream. And I want those people in my country.
Right. So the solution to the immigration situation is to end welfare. How's that sound to you?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about security.
Well, there's nothing. You're not. Border security is not doing anything.
Not just border. You know, against external threats, terrorists coming in our country.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I'm sorry.
You're saying the government is all symbolic. They're not. So you think the government shouldn't be doing anything?
I don't think
absolutely not.
First off, I do think the police department should handle police issues. If, for instance, you know, there's crime committed in your community all the time. You haven't been affected by it too much, probably, but there's crime happening in your community all the time. If it happens to be going on from people that live there, but if somebody came from the outside, then we call it terrorism.
And a proactive solution to crime is you carrying a gun. That's the best way to prevent crime.
I actually have one with me right now.
Right. If you rely on the police to protect you, what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up dead. You're going to end up dead because you're waiting.
Yeah. You know, I really appreciate that you're carrying a gun with you, and the fact that you're carrying a gun protects my freedom. And I want to thank you. Thank you for protecting my freedom.
Hey, Paul, give us a call some other time, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. We got other calls. We got to move to them, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Pete. Oh, wait, no, Pete's gone. Let's talk to Windquake in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Hello, Windquake. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, is it still Smash Manwich week?
It is, please.
It's Smash Manwich year.
real quick, I just want to tell everybody listening,
they got to make sure they go back and listen to your guy. You guys talk about the free tax. What was that, Thursday night?
The fair tax?
Oh, the fair tax.
Oh, the fair tax, yes.
Fair tax on Thursday night?
That was absolutely brilliant. And, you know, the thing is, much like Manwich, I would have been for the fair tax. I would have been for the Patriot Act just as short as 6 months ago.
But you listen to Free Talk Live and it helped change your mind. Thanks for the call, Windquake. 800-259-9231.
We don't even have to do promos.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishments. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night show. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern, so still plenty of time for your calls. If you don't make it in this hour, we will definitely get to you in hour number two. But we actually just had a gentleman on the line who was talking about, well, do we want to be reactive or do we want to be proactive? And the hidden presumption there is that government is effective. That's the hidden presumption. I think proactivity is a great idea. I think taking precautions and being careful and doing the right thing is a good idea. But when you're asking the government to protect you from something, you're going to be sorely disappointed. I mean, have you ever called 911 before and waited for them to arrive?
You know, 911 sometimes is effective, sometimes it's ineffective.
Sometimes not. If you count on them to save your life, you're likely to end up bleeding to death from a gunshot wound.
But if you look at the private ambulance solutions, man, private ambulance companies do so much better than the county-run alternative.
Exactly.
It's not an alternative. Alternative is the wrong term because it's government-enforced alternative.
Plus, and again, I'm all for proactivity, but what if I don't agree with your plan? What if you've got this plan that you just think is so great as to how to be proactive and be secure, but I don't agree with it? You going to force me to pay for it? Because that's what taxes do.
Absolutely.
And what if my plan is, I just think it's the best thing in the world. I have no, personally, I would never consider forcing you to fund my plan. I think all this stuff should be done on a voluntary basis. Is that so crazy? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Doug in Indianapolis. Doug, you're listening on WXNT. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hi, guys. I never heard your show till tonight, and I caught the very beginning. And you guys came out of the chute about 200 miles an hour about this NSA thing. And I think along the way you missed some things, and I've never heard so many non sequiturs come out of two people in my life.
All right, tell us what we missed, Doug.
But the point is that the president said that calls were made, but he never said they were surveys of Americans. He said it happened in the United States, and that's a huge difference. And we had just come up 9/11, and he knew he had cruddy intelligence going in.
Mm-hmm.
He was faced with the possibility, in fact, the certainty that another one of these things was going to happen. And whether you agree it should be this way or not, it is his job to protect the United States. And
no, it's his job to veto bills that are unconstitutional.
Well, see, I'm not going to talk about that.
And he hasn't vetoed a single bill in his entire time in office.
Well, who gives a damn?
Because he's
the
a
point
big,
is he was trying
big government
to...
Republican.
He was trying to protect the American people. He had to do it.
By spending more of your money, right, Doug?
If you guys ever took the time to study any history, you would know that every president at some point has had to deviate from the Constitution grossly.
Oh, come on, Doug.
And
nobody
FDR
has ever had to do anything in regards to deviating from the Constitution.
Well,
you're making excuses for big government, aren't you, Doug?
What's this big government bullshit?
Oh, excuse me, you're on live radio. You need to be real careful there, but we'll let you get away with that. But big government, $2 trillion, income
but
tax.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the NSA.
They're taking 50% of your tax, the money that you earn,
right,
Doug.
If you're
that's
not
going
to listen to me, I'll just hang up, okay?
We gave you some plenty of time, Doug. You're still
well,
on the
I know,
line. What do you got to say?
And you talked over me the whole time.
What do you got to say, Doug? All you do is complaining that we're not giving you time. 800-259-9231. We give you plenty of time on this show. Call back sometime, Doug. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the show. You just don't like me calling you a big government conservative, because that's what you are.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.